but we're especially delighted that you're here. Neil, could you give us our usual announcement about instructions for GoToMeeting?
Okay, so just the normal reminder that we request you to stay on mute unless you are actually speaking during the service, just to cut the background noise. The service is being recorded for posting later, and we're trying yet another method to broadcast the music. We will be looking for feedback after the service is over as to how it went. Thanks very much.
We'll begin by listening to our opening hymn.
From the pool of divine, seek the soul of mine, unvisited with thine own ardor glowing. Oh, virtue, draw near, within my heart appear, until thy holy flame bestowing.
Oh, let it freely burn, till the passions turn to dust and ashes in its heat consuming. And let thy glorious light shine ever on my sight, and clothe me round the while my path illumes.
And so the yearning strong, with which the soul will long, shall pour out the power of human telling. For none can guess its grace, till they become the place wherein the Holy Spirit finds a dwelling.
O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Send your Holy Spirit upon us,
and fill us with power from on high.
Blessed are you, Creator God, to you be praise and glory forever. As your Spirit moved over the face of the waters, bringing light and life to your creation, pour out your Spirit on us today, that we may walk as children of light, and by your grace reveal your presence. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
We'll say together the song of God's righteousness. Bless my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins, and heals all your infirmities, who redeems your life from the pit, and crowns you with faithful love and compassion, who satisfies you with good things, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses, and his works to the children of Israel. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom has dominion over all. Bless the Lord, you angels of his, mighty ones who do his bidding, and hearken to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Our appointed psalm for this morning is Psalm 87. We'll say it responsively by the whole verse and joining together in the refrain. The Lord has chosen Zion for himself. His foundation is on the holy. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob.
Glorious things are spoken of you, Zion, city of our heart.
I record Egypt and Babylon as those who know me. Behold, Philistia, Tyre, and Ethiopia, in Zion were they born.
And of Zion it shall be said, each one was born in her, and the Most High himself has established her.
The Lord will record as he writes up the peoples, this one also was born there.
And as they die, shall say, all my fresh springs are in you.
The Lord has chosen Zion for himself. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning.
This morning is from Genesis 11, verses 1 to 9. Now the whole earth had one language, and the same as they migrated from the east, they came upon a plain and landed on settled there. Let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, otherwise we shall be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which mortals had built. And the Lord said, look, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to for them. Confuse their language there so that they will not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad on earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll say together the canticle, the song of Ezekiel. The Spirit of God fills the whole world.
Hallelujah.
I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. A new heart I will give you, and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove from your body the heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world.
Hallelujah.
The second reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others mocking said, "They are filled with new wine." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And the responses. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your people.
And kindle in us the fire of your love.
All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your people.
Renew the face of your creation, Lord, pouring on us the gifts of your Spirit.
And kindle in us the fire of your love.
For the creation waits with eager longing for the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your people, and kindle in us the fire of your heart.
The Holy Gospel is written in the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, beginning at the 15th verse. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." The Gospel of Christ. Listen to our gradual hymn.
Because
God will dwell with you.
Friends, I speak to you in the name of the living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. Well, friends, on this day of Pentecost, in the year of our Lord 2020, that opening verse from Acts chapter 2 might sting a little bit. Because, of course, due to the pandemic, we are unable to gather together in one place to celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit, our helper and comforter. And we rightly grieve that hard reality, as we trust in the Spirit to help and comfort us in these extraordinary and difficult times. But today, as this church family of St. James Caledon East, we mainly grieve the death of our beloved friend and longtime member, Norman Taylor, who died peacefully yesterday morning at home, surrounded by his wife, Lois, and their three daughters. For that reason, thinking back to our message from several weeks ago, Norm's death was a good death, even a beautiful death. He showed what the Christian art of dying is all about. But even so, death is painful, and our grief is compounded by the fact that we will not be able to gather together in one place, in the near future at least, with Lois and their family to grieve as we normally would at a funeral. And so we pray for the Spirit to help and comfort us, but especially Lois and her children and her grandchildren, almost all of whom were unable to gather together in one place, to say goodbye to their grandfather. As you know, Norm will be remembered for his remarkably kind heart, good nature, and steadfast faith in God, which was truly exemplary during his long battle with cancer. Sometimes I lament that they don't make him like that anymore, but that is not true, or at least it doesn't have to be true. Because Norm was living proof of what the Holy Spirit can do in the lives of all who put their trust in God. The Spirit not only helped Norm in his suffering, but also was shown forth in the fruits of the Spirit that were born so abundantly in Norm's life and character. The fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And so although we grieve Norm's death and the fact that we cannot do so together in one place, above all today we give thanks for his saintly witness, which is to say that the promises of God were fulfilled in his life, an eternal life. And friends, because the Holy Spirit is still alive and active, that can be true for you too. You too can be helped and comforted in your own suffering. You too can have the fruits of the Spirit grow in your life. The Spirit is what will change and heal your own life, and through you, heal this broken world in which you are called and empowered to be an agent of love and peace. Well, that brings me to the subject of another recent death and a current event from this past week, one that I feel I need to address. As you no doubt will have seen on the news, even the pandemic has not stopped many gatherings in one place of protesters in major American cities, protesting the killing of a black man, George Floyd, by a white police officer, who, as you probably saw, strangled Floyd for almost 9 minutes while he gasped, "I cannot breathe." Now, this is just the latest act of brutality and injustice against the African-American people who have suffered this kind of treatment for 400 years. I'm hesitant to comment on politics south of the border, but this is not merely a political issue. It is an affront to the dignity and unity of the entire human family. And for that reason, it actually relates directly to the story of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended as tongues of fire on the disciples, and they were empowered to speak of the mighty works of God in the languages of all the peoples under heaven. This was the first fruits of the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham, that all nations of this broken world would be blessed and unified through his offspring, Jesus Christ, the one anointed with the Holy Spirit to be Israel's Messiah, and the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace for all nations and peoples. Jesus, the risen and ascended King, has been given authority over all nations by God the Father. And at his coronation, the Father also gives a gift to us, the gift of the Holy Spirit. All members of the church, Christ's body, are anointed with his Spirit to continue his work of extending his unifying blessing to all nations. And so through the Spirit poured out from on high on the day of Pentecost, the curse of the Tower of Babel is reversed. It is undone. In our first reading from Genesis chapter 11, which Hal read for us, we heard how the languages and peoples of the earth were confused and scattered. This was the consequence of humanity's perennial attempt to build a tower up to heaven. That is, to climb up to God's throne and boot him out, so that we can rule on our own terms, with our own laws, in our own ways. And history has proven time and again how unjust humanity's own terms, laws, and ways can be. And so on this day of Pentecost 2020, a different sort of flame smolders in the streets of many cities. It is a fire of rage. So we pray that those angry flames of protest would be overcome and transformed by the purifying flame of the Pentecostal Spirit, so as to bring unity to divided races and peoples once again. We pray that the Spirit, the Helper and Comforter, would bless those whom Jesus promised would be blessed in him, the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and the persecuted. We pray that the Holy Spirit, the bond of love between God the Father and God the Son, would abide with all who love Jesus and keep his commandments. And we pray that the Holy Spirit, the breath of God whom Jesus handed over when he breathed his last on the cross, would give life and breath to all peoples, and especially those who are suffocated by the sins of racism and abuse of power. Speaking of the Spirit and breath, you know, one of the most powerful ways in which human beings are filled with God's Spirit and breath is through singing. And perhaps one of the most distinguishing features of the African American church is its music and singing. Many of their old spiritual songs were first sung in the days of slavery. And one of their main themes is the Exodus. For example, in the great song, "Go Down Moses," the words are, "When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go." Singing those words filled with God's Spirit and breath was how the slaves were able to endure their great affliction. Centuries later, the same Spirit filled the hymn singing of the civil rights movement. And friends, we can learn that example in our own times of suffering and difficulty, even if our own suffering is severe. That's why we've all experienced this. Singing at funerals and wakes is so powerful and healing. By the way, one day we will gather together here in this one place to sing hymns in honor of Norm at a memorial service. I can't tell you when that day will be, but I promise it will happen in God's time. And that's one of the take-home messages I actually have for you today on this day of Pentecost. That is how you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. In your own homes, in your own living rooms, sing with your loved ones psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The internet and YouTube is actually a great resource for this. I encourage you to go on, look up your favorite hymn and sing along with it. Go on to our own church website. The hymns for today by our musicians have been posted. The sound quality will be better if you play it on your own computer on your own time. Singing can heal wounds, change hearts, and change the world. That's because singing is human breath in glorified form. It is God's breath in us. The Holy Spirit is the breath of God, the Holy Trinity. God the Father speaks his word, and the Spirit gives that word melody, rhythm, and force. God sings creation into being by his word and by the breath of his Spirit. So often, all of the sounds and the noises we hear from this broken world are dissonant and out of tune. But we trust that because Jesus reigns, all things are being brought into subjection under his feet. And as God redeems and reconciles this world he loves, all the various themes of creation's history will be harmonized by the Holy Spirit when we are gathered together in that one place in the new Jerusalem of the new heaven and new earth to come. That great place where all nations, tribes, and tongues forever sing God's praise around his glorious throne. But that chorus of heaven sings even now, today. It helps us in our singing. And we know that our beloved brother, Norm Taylor, has entered into that glorious company and now sings with them and sings us in that great choir. So for that, thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. We'll say together our gospel canticle, the Benedictus, or the Song of Zechariah, giving thanks that this day we are filled with the Spirit to be prophets of the Most High. Together. Christ has gone up on high and has led captivity captive.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all that hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
And
you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, where you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and shadow, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Christ has gone up on high and has led captivity captive.
Hallelujah.
And on this great day, together with all Christians in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, being with the Father, through whom all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. God, we take a moment to acknowledge and give thanks for the financial offerings that we have received here at St. James in support of our mission and ministry, and those we will receive in the coming week. Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, forever and ever. All that is in heaven and on earth is yours. All things come from you, and of your own have we given. Amen. Let us pray.
We pray for God to fill us with his Spirit. Generous God, we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask that we may be strengthened to serve you better. We pray for all first responders and essential workers. Come with us and fill us with your Spirit. Thank you for the wisdom of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to make us wise. We pray for all government leaders and clergy. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit.
We thank you for the peace of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to keep us confident of your love wherever you call us. We pray for peace, justice, and an end to racism. Family, Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit.
We thank you for the healing of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to bring reconciliation and wholeness where there is division, sickness, and sorrow. This week we pray for Muriel and David, Barb and Hal, and Barry. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit.
We thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to equip us for the work which you have given us. Lord, come to bless us and
fill us with your Spirit.
We thank you for the fruit of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to reveal in our lives the love of Jesus. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Spirit.
We thank you for the breath of your Holy Spirit, given us by the risen Lord. We ask you to keep the whole church, living and departed, in the joy of eternal life. Lord, come to bless us
and fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Heavenly Father, into whose hands Jesus Christ commended his Spirit at the last hour, into those same hands we now commend your servant Norm, that death may be for him the gate to life and to eternal fellowship with you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Most merciful God, whose wisdom is beyond our understanding, surround the family of Norm with your love, especially those who were unable to be with him when he died. May they not be overwhelmed by their loss, but have confidence in your goodness and strength to meet the days to come. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Generous God, you sent your Holy Spirit upon your Messiah at the River Jordan and upon the disciples in the upper room. In your mercy, fill us with your Spirit. Hear our prayer and make us one in heart and mind to serve you with joy forever. Amen.
We'll pray together our collect of the day. God, who has at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things. Merits of Christ Jesus our Savior, who is alive and reigns with you. Take a moment of silence for your own personal prayer. Being made one by the power of the Spirit, let us pray with confidence as our Savior. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Spirit kindle in us the fire of God's love.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Thank you all so much once again for joining us today. There are too many announcements to give during this time, so as always, I encourage you to go to our website at St. James Caledon East, where you'll find much more. Subscribe to our e-blast email newsletter called What's Happening, if you haven't done so already. Subscribe to our new YouTube channel. Sign up for our new courses, Christian Foundations and Following Jesus. And join us for a book study on a great book called Confessions of the Antichrist. We have a coffee hour tomorrow at 7 p.m., also over GoToMeeting. We're going to have a conversation, though, after the closing hymn right now. And just so we're not talking over each other, as we sort of have to do over this video conference, I'm going to sort of manage the conversation. and ask each person, whoever may be willing, to give a brief update of maybe 15 to 20 seconds on how you're doing, or offer a message to all of us. Diane and Jim have volunteered to go first. After that, I'll kind of call on people. I can't see everyone at once. If you don't want to say anything extensive, you can just say hello to everyone. So we'll try to go through that. Please do stick around for that if you're able. And we'll listen to our closing hymn.
People that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. Him serve with mirth, his praise forth tell. Come ye before him and rejoice.
Thank you. Let's move our camera here so all can see. Diane and Jim, take it away.